This is Richard Brown Baker in New York, February 1963. I'm about to talk with a sculptor whose name is of Polish origin, and I would like to have you, Richard, pronounce your name as you pronounce it, because so many variants I've heard.
Well, the old country way, it's Stankiewicz, and that's the one I prefer.
Would you repeat that again?
Stankiewicz.
Stankiewicz, yes. Well, I've heard, have you always used this? Is this what you...
Yes, always.
Because one's heard Stankiewicz, of course, and Stankiewicz, and so many. I don't know whether I can get it correctly. I say, myself, I think I say Stankiewicz.
Stankiewicz. It's right. It's the kind of name that no two people pronounce in the same way. So it isn't any more difficult to choose.
No. Well, I thought before we go into the actual details of your life history, I'd like to read one or two quotations that I've seen in reviews that you might comment on. Well, in 1956, there are some reviews, one of which says, "The satirical impulse has largely been abandoned in these new works. These small sculptures strike a deeper note. The imagery is more abstract." Would you care to comment on the earlier part of your sculpture? Do you feel this has any validity, this statement at that date in 1956?
In part, I think that I lean less heavily on what people have referred to as wit and satire, but it hasn't been abandoned. I think it still crops up, and it's true that the work has become more abstract.
Yes, but this is certainly true as of recent years, but in 1956 was there already, this sculpture here, as a matter of fact, Grass People, is one of the small sculptures referred to, and that certainly is abstract. If my recollection is that the preceding show, you had very few that would be called abstract. That was not included in the show, for instance, that piece, because it was a little out of line with that style of that particular year.
Well, in 1956, I wouldn't have considered myself that I was working abstractly, because in my eye, I was still seeing figures, and they're definitely figurative to me, possibly pretty removed from copies of nature, but the reference was decidedly figurative, and if it bordered on the abstract, it wasn't completely abstract.
I'm going to read just one or two more of these quotations in order to establish a kind of description of what other people feel that you have done. Quote, this is 1958, "For Stankiewicz, the junk is just a starting point. It is subjected to stripping, welding, bending, and segmentation, so that the integrity of the original boiler or motor is subordinated completely to the personage or animal that emerges." This, of course, is referring to that period when an animal or personage was visible in most of your work, isn't it?
Yes. Well, that's not true, because the process isn't one of complete domination or subordination, looking at it from one end or the other. There is an oscillation of influence between the material and what I'm doing to it. I take as much from the material as I impose upon it.
Well, however, I think you'd prefer that statement to one I found somewhere else that says, "Stankiewicz's art, for all its spirit and promise, is still touchingly close to a child's game of monster building in the vacant lot."
Oh, that's very nice. Who wrote that?
Well, I didn't take down the names as